Please bow ahead and pray in silence.
请我们同心默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise and thank God that we can have another opportunity for evangelical service.
Hallelujah. 感谢主，我们再有一个这样的机会来参加布道会。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 409.
我们请各位起立唱赞美诗。
409.
409首。
Thank God, please remain standing and pray together.
请各位仍旧站立，我们低头默祷。
Let's bow ahead and pray in silence. Hallelujah, name Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and give thanks to Heavenly Father.
奉主的圣名祷告，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你。
Father, we praise you and thank you once again we can gather here to study your words.
主啊，我们感谢你，使我们有这个机会一同来学习您的话语。
For the last couple of nights, we have studied that you are the wonderful counselor.
在过去几天晚上，我们学习到你是这个奇妙的测试。
That you are the Almighty God.
你是全能的主。
That you are our everlasting Father.
你是永在的父。
And you are our Prince of Peace.
你是和平的君。
And before we can understand this, we must receive your Holy Spirit.
在我们来学习跟了解这一切之前，我们需要得到圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is a promise from you, Lord.
因为这是您所赐给我们应许的圣灵。
So those of us who receive the Holy Spirit, we can see the things that you want us to see.
所以我们得到圣灵以后，才能够看见您让我们所寻求的。
Because the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth.
因为圣灵能够带领我们去明白真理。
And not only that, the Holy Spirit is the seal of our salvation.
不但如此圣灵也是我们得救的印记。
Just like you have taught us, unless we are born again to the Holy Spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom.
就像您说的，如果人不是从水和从圣灵生的，就不能进入神的国。
Lord, this morning as we gather once again to study about you.
所以今天早上我们再一次来学习您的道理。
We ask your Holy Spirit to open our hearts, understand your will and your way.
愿您的圣灵开我们的心，使我们能够明白您的旨意。
Even though many of us proclaim that you are our God.
我们每个人都称您为神，为您为主。
But you already told us not everyone that call me Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
可是您说过，不是每个称为主啊，主的人都能进入神的国。
But those who do the will of the Father in heaven.
只有遵行在天上父神旨意的人才能进神的国。
So Lord, this morning we want to do your will.
今天早上我们要来学习如何去遵行你的旨意。
So teach us your will and your way, so we also can have the hope that one day we'll enter the kingdom of heaven.
求主只是我们的您的旨意带领我们的道路。
So Lord, this morning we have friends to come here with us.
今天早上我们有朋友们跟我们在一起。
And we ask you to have mercy on them.
求主施恩怜悯。
Open their heart to teach them your way and your will.
求主开他们心，使他能够明白您的旨意跟您的道路。
And may you guide this session from the beginning until the end.
愿主带领我们今天的聚会从开始到结束。
And may your name always be glorified.
愿主的名受到荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commence third day of evangelical service.
奉主圣名，我们开始第三天的布道会。
Before we study, blessed are those who do the will of God. We'd like to invite the San Jose Choir to come and sing several praises for us.
在我们来学习神的话语之前，先请圣荷西的诗班来献诗赞美主。
Praise and thank God for the beautiful hymns of praise.
感谢主，我们听到非常美妙赞美主的歌声。
So this morning I'd like to share with you, blessed are those who do the will of God.
今天早上我们要学习遵神旨意的人有福了。
I grew up in Cambodia.
我在柬埔寨长大。
And from 1975 to 1979, there was a great genocide in Cambodia.
在75年到79年的时候，柬埔寨发生了非常严重的屠杀的事情。
And in 1979, my family and I escaped from Cambodia and wanted to go to Thailand.
1979年，因为时局的关系，我们全家人从柬埔寨逃到泰国。
Because during that time, Cambodia was no longer a safe place for people to live.
因为那个时候，柬埔寨已经不再是一个安全居住的地方。
So many people sacrificed their lives trying to get from Cambodia all the way to Thailand.
很多人甚至不惜牺牲自己的生命，从柬埔寨逃到泰国。
Because the journey take about 5 to 7 days.
因为这个路途差不多要花上5天到7天的时间。
And during these 5 to 7 days, there's no food to eat and there's no water to drink.
在这七天的日子里面，没有吃的东西，也没有水喝。
So why so many people escape from Cambodia and go to Thailand?
为什么还有这么多的人要冒着生命的危险从柬埔寨逃到泰国？
Even though they know deep down inside the heart, most of them would not make it.
虽然他们都知道，在这个情况之下，多数人是没有办法能够达到目的地。
Because they have heard that Thailand is so much better than Cambodia.
主要原因是他们因为听说泰国比柬埔寨的情况要好得多。
But when I arrived in Thailand,
可是当我到了泰国以后，
even though we heard many good things about Thailand, but Thailand is almost the same thing as Cambodia.
虽然我们听说了泰国这个泰国很多好的事情，可是我们到了以后觉得也没有什么两样。
And during that time, we were kept in prison almost for 2 years in refugee camp.
我们在这个难民营里面居住了差不多2年。
But during those 2 years, we heard many good things about America.
在这两年里面，我们也听说了在美国有很多好的事情，好的东西。
Many people tell us that America is the streets were paved with gold.
甚至有人告诉我们说，在在这个美国的街道都是黄金做的。
And you can eat everything that you want in this country.
在美国你要吃什么就可以吃什么。
So during the time when I heard about this, I was so excited.
所以我们在泰国的时候听说这些事情，就感到非常的兴奋。
And I want to be able to come to America.
所以我很希望能够到美国来。
Then praise and thank God, 2 years later, in Thailand, then my family and I got sponsored and come to America.
所以感谢主，在两年以后，我们得到这个在美国这方面的这个支持，我们来到了美国。
Of course, the streets were not paved with gold.
当然，美国的街道不是黄金做的。
Even though it is a beautiful country.
没有错，美国是个非常美丽的国家。
But because my family and I were one of the first family of immigrant living in that area, and then we always get picked on all the time.
我们在美国是在那个居住的环境里面，我们是第一个柬埔寨的家庭。
When I was a little kid, I almost get into fights all the time.
因为我们是这个移民来的，所以我在那个比较更加幼年的时候，在街道上我常常跟人打架。
And our apartments got burned down twice.
我们的公寓也被这个火烧了两次。
Of course, America is a very good country to live in.
没有错，美国是一个非常美丽的国家，是个很好居住的地方。
But by far, America is not the heavenly kingdom.
可是美国究竟不是天堂。
Because in America, people still get sick.
在美国人还是会生病。
People still feel sorrow inside their heart.
在人的心里面还是感到忧愁。
And people still die.
当然也有人会离世。
So this means even though so many people want to come to America.
虽然很多人想要到美国来。
But when they come to America, they find out that America is just like any other countries.
他们至终还发现到美国跟其他的国家也是一样的。
Yes, even though it's a little safer. In most countries,
相对的讲起来，美国也许比较安全一点。
Even though we have more freedom in this country,
当然美国我们有更多的自由。
But on the end, people still feel hopeless.
可是在美国还有很多的人感到非常的绝望。
So that's why many of us we wish that every time we go on vacation, we would be able to go to Hawaii.
就是为什么很多人在每次要度假的时候要到这个檀香山去。
Because many people describe Hawaii just like heaven on earth.
因为很多人描述檀香山就像一个天堂，像个乐园一样。
Of course, Hawaii is very beautiful.
没有错，檀香山非常的漂亮。
Especially in a small island just like Kauai.
就好像在卡哇伊这个小岛上。
But in Hawaii, people also get sick and also die.
同样的，檀香山的这个居民也是会生病，也是会死。
And Hawaii have the one of the largest numbers of people who are homeless.
在檀香山也有这个，也有很多的人无家可归。
So it doesn't matter what country we think is heaven on earth.
所以不管我们想象这世界上哪一个国家如天堂一般。
But in reality, nowhere in this country is heaven on earth.
可是在现实的世界里面，我们找不到一个真正的乐园。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 21.
我们看一下启示录的第21章。
Revelation, chapter 21, verse 3 and verse 4.
启示录的第二十一章第三节第四节
Verse 3
第三节
And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4
第四节
And God will wipe away every tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain.For the former things have passed away.
第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪、啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。”第四节，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事儿都过去了。
So we can see here in Revelation chapter 21, John saw the new heaven and new earth.
在这边我们看到这个约翰在启示录里面，他在异象中见到一个新天新地。
And during that time, he heard a loud voice, just like a trumpet.
他也听见这个大这个声音。
And he heard it say, God himself will be with them and be their God.
神要与人同在，他们要做他的子民。
And God will wipe every tears from their eyes.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
There shall be no more death.
不再有死亡。
Nor sorrow, nor crying.
也不再有悲哀、哭号。
There shall be no more pain.
疼痛也没有疼痛
For the former things have passed away.
因为以前的事儿都过去了
So this is the place that every human being want to be.
这就是人所向往的一个地方
Who would not want to go to a place there's no sorrow, there's no pain?
谁不愿意去一个地方是没有疼痛也不再有悲哀呢
Who would not want to go to a place there's no more death, there's no more sorrow?
谁就愿意去一个地方不再有死亡
So every single one of us, even though we don't believe in Jesus Christ,
甚至不信神的人都有这样的向往
But we know there's a place better.Than the place that's on earth.
但是我们知道还有一个比世界上更好的地方。
That's why there's so many religions in the world.
这就是为什么在世界上有那么多的宗教。
Because every single one's hope that this religion will bring us to the heavenly kingdom.
因为每个人都希望说这个宗教能够带他到一个乐土，到个乐园去。
Yes, there is a heavenly kingdom.
没有错，天堂、天国是存在的。
But not every single one of us will find a way and go all the way.
但是不是每个人都能够找到前往天国的路径。
So that's why for those of us who do not believe in Jesus Christ,
所以不认识主耶稣基督的人
we must believe in Jesus Christ.
我们必须要来信主
Because Jesus Christ is only the only way to the heavenly kingdom.
因为主耶稣基督才是唯一带我们前往天国的道路
And for those of us who believe in Jesus Christ,
那么已经信主的弟兄姐妹们
it doesn't mean we can make it all the way to the heavenly kingdom.
这也并不代表我们就会当然进到天国里面去
We must do His will.
我们要照着他的旨意去遵行
Yes, every single one of us, we want to go to heavenly kingdom.
没有错，每一个人要前往天国的人都要遵行他的旨意。
But not every single one of us will make it.
但是不是每一个人都能够到达天堂。
But if we do his will,
但是我们如果遵行他的旨意
for sure we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们就非常能够确定的进入神的国里面去，很有把握的能够进到神的国里面去。
Let's in the book of Matthew chapter 7.
我们看一下马太福音书的第七章。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23.
马太福音书第七章二十一节到二十三节。
Verse 21.
第二十一节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Verse 22.
二十二节。
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name, verse 23.
23节
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
21节反称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国唯独遵信我天父旨意的人才能进去。22节当那日便有许多人对我说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗23节我就明明地告诉他们说我从来不认识你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧
We can see that during this time our Lord Jesus Christ taught his disciples how to enter the kingdom of heaven
我们看到在这一节里面主耶稣基督教导他的门徒如何进入天国
Because he said to them not everyone who call me Lord Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven
主说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国
But those to do the will of my Father in heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Many will say in that day.
在那时候很多人都会这么说。
That day is the day of judgment.
那一天指的就是审判日。
And those people who believe in Jesus Christ.
那些信神的人。
They will complain to our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们会向主说
They would say, "Have we not prophesied in your name?"
我们不是奉你的名传道吗
？Have we not cast out demons in your name?
我们不是奉你的名赶鬼吗
？Have we not done many miracles and signs in your name?
我们也不是奉你的名行许多异能吗
？But what did our Lord Jesus Christ declare to them?
但是主耶稣基督会对他们怎么说呢
？He said to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness."
我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
What does it mean to depart from our Lord Jesus Christ?
那么耶稣基督讲这句话，离开我去吧。
Any place to be But our God is a place of hell.
我们在没有神的地方就是属于地狱。
So this means if we do not do the will of the Father,
也就是说，我们如果不遵行他的旨意
is equal to us practicing evil.
也就是说，我们所做的就是恶事，是邪恶的。
Because anything that's not from God is evil.
任何不是从神来的都是属于邪恶的。
Everything is from God is pure and is good.
因为从神来的是纯洁的。
So that's why Lord Jesus Christ told the disciple the way to the heavenly kingdom, the road to the heavenly kingdom is very narrow.
所以主耶稣基督指示前往天国的路是窄的。
But the road that lead to destruction is very wide.
但是引到灭亡的路却是宽大的。
But few people find this narrow road.
但是很少人能够找到这个窄路。
But many people will find the wide road.
可是很多人却找到了这个宽路宽大的路
but this wide road will lead to destruction
但是这个宽大的路会引人走向灭亡
but the narrow road will lead to eternal life
但是这个窄路却能够带领人走向永生
so this is why we must know God's will
所以我们必须要了解来遵行神的旨意
and knowing God's will is not enough we must do his will
所以单单知道神的旨意是不够的还要遵行他的旨意
that's why nowadays many Christians they also read the Bible
同样的，今天有很多的基督徒都懂这一本圣经。
Even though they understand God's will，
他们甚至也知道了神的旨意，明白了神的旨意。
They're not willing to do it。
可是他们却不愿意去遵行。
Because to do it sometimes is very burdensome。
因为遵行神的旨意有时候是非常的困难，非常的艰难。
If we do not do the will of God，
但是我们如果不遵行神的旨意
，then of course we have no hope to enter the kingdom of heaven。
那么我们就没有办法能够就没有去进入天国的盼望。
That's why Matthew chapter 7 verse 24。
所以马太福音书第七章二十。
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock."
所以，凡听见我这话去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
So those who understand His will,
那些明白神旨意的人
and those who does His will,
而且去遵行他旨意的人
then it's like a wise person built his house on a rock.
就好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上
Then in verse 25 said, "And the rain descended, the flood came, and the wind blew and beat on that house, and did not fall, for it was found on the rock."
二十五节接着说，雨淋水冲风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上
We know on the end days there will be great disasters come upon them.
我们知道在末日里面会有灾难到来
But those who build and listen and do God's will
那些听从而且遵行神旨意的人
Even though the rain can descend
虽然有雨淋
Even though the flood can come
有水冲
Even though the wind can blow
有风吹
But the house will stand firm
可是房子总不倒塌
Why? Because this person did the will of the Father
因为他遵行神的旨意
So let's see what is the will of the Father
那么神的旨意又父的旨意又是什么呢
Because every single one of us we want to know the will of the Father
因为每个人都愿意知道父的旨意神的旨意究竟是什么
Only we can know the will of the Father and we can do it and so we can enter the kingdom of heaven
只有我们明白了神的旨意才能够遵行他才能够进到神的国里面去
Let's turn to John chapter 3 verse 5
我们看约翰福音书第三章
John chapter 3 Actually let's start from verse 3 to verse 5
我们从第三节读起约翰福音书第三章第三节
John chapter 3 verse 3
约翰福音书第三章第三节
Jesus answered and said to him Most assuredly I say to you Unless one is born again He cannot see the kingdom of God verse 4
第四节
Nicodemus said to him How can a man be born when he is old Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb And be born verse 5
第五节
Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
第三节，耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
You can see that during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke very plainly to Nicodemus.
所以我们看见主耶稣基督跟尼哥底母讲得非常的清楚。
Nicodemus was the ruler of the Jews.
那么这个尼哥底母是一个犹太人的官儿。 heart.
But he did not know how to enter the kingdom of heaven.
可是他不知道要如何能够进到神的国。
But our Lord Jesus Christ said to him.
所以主耶稣基督对他说。
Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Yes, even though we born once already.
虽然我们已经生出来了。
The first time we born is through our mother's womb.
我们第一次的出生是从母腹出来。
But if we do not born again,
但是我们如果不再重生
，we can't even see the kingdom of heaven.
我们就没办法见到神的国。
But then verse 5, our Lord Jesus Christ said.
所以在第五节里面，耶稣基督这么说。
He said, "Most surely I say to you."
我实实在在地告诉你。
Unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So last night, Pastor Lin already shared with us to be born of spirit.
所以昨天晚上主梁传道跟我们提到圣灵的洗，圣灵的重生。
Because when we born of spirit, the spirit is the seal of our salvation.
因为圣灵，我们从圣灵重生以后，圣灵成为一个印记。
But now we need to be born of water.
所以我们要现在我们要从水再从借着水重生。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ said very plainly, unless you're born of water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为主耶稣讲的非常的清楚，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So what does it mean to be born of water?
那么从水生的指的是什么呢
？Let's turn to the book of Mark chapter 16.
我们看马可福音书
，the book of Mark chapter 16,
第十六章
，verse 16,
第十六节
，verse 16.
马可福音书第十六章十六节。
He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
第十六节说，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
So this is what it means to be born of water.
这就是指从水生的。
If a person did not get baptized,
如果一个人不是没有经过洗礼
，he will be condemned.
那他就被定，他就必被定罪。
This means he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
也就是说，他不能够进入神的国里面。
But if we believe and is baptized,
但是我们如果相信主耶稣基督的洗
，then we are born again of water.
那么我们就是从水重生了。
Then we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
这样我们就能够进入到神的国里面去。
But maybe.Many of us say to ourselves,
也许我们会这么说。
You know, God is love.
神是爱。
Everyone who believes in Him, they must be saved.
每一个信他的人就自然的已经得救了，当然得救。
Yes, the first statement is true.
没有错，神是爱。
God is love.
神是慈爱的。
He wants every single one of us to be saved.
他愿每一个人都得救。
But it doesn't mean that every single one of us will be saved.
但是并不是每一个人都会被得救，都能得救。
But how did he manifest his love?
那么神的爱又如何能够彰显出来呢
？God sent his only begotten Son to die on the cross.
所以神差遣他的独生子来到世上，死在十字架上。
And through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can be saved.
所以借着主耶稣基督，我们才能够得救。
This means if every single one of us are baptized,
所以每一个人接受了这个洗礼。
This means the blood of Jesus Christ has washed our sin away.
也就是借着主耶稣基督的宝血洗去我们的罪。
And that is his love.
这就是他的爱。
But if we believe in him,
我们如果相信他
，and we do not want to be baptized,
但是我们却不接受洗礼。
This means we truly do not believe in him.
那就是我们并不真正的来信他，信到他。
So that's why sometimes we have been deceived. People who speak, if you just believe in Jesus Christ, you will be saved.
所以我们有时候听别人讲说，你只要信主耶稣基督，信他以后就能得救了。
Why believing only cannot be saved?
为什么单单相信却不能够得救
？For example, many of us we want to go to Hawaii.
比如说你想要，很多人想要到檀香山去。
And they ask you to close your eyes.
那么别人叫你说把眼睛盖起来
，and truly believe in your heart，
你在心里要真正的相信
that you will be in Hawaii，
你会到檀香山去。
I think you can believe until you blew in the face, you still sit here in San Jose Church。
可是我们都很清楚，你闭上了眼睛，心里这么想的话，你还是坐在这儿。
But if you truly believe you will be in Hawaii，
但是你如果真正相信你会到檀香山去
，we'll work hard and try to save some money。
首先你要努力工作把这个然后存钱。
Because to believe there must be an action that comes with this belief。
所以相信是必须要行动来配合的。
So when we save enough money, we go buy the ticket, and then for sure we can see the ticket that we are going to Hawaii.
那我们存够了钱以后，买张机票，然后才能飞到檀香山去。
The same thing when we believe in Jesus Christ.
同样的，我们信主也是如此。
It's nothing wrong to believe.
信是对的。
Believe is
相信是对的。
The first step.First step of the way to reach the heavenly kingdom.
相信只是信主的第一个步骤。
Just let's turn the book of Acts.
我们看一下使徒行传。
The book of Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传第十六章。
The book of Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传第十六章。
Chapter 16 verse 30.
第三十节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 30.
使徒行传第十六章三十节。
And he brought them out and said, Sir, what must I do to be saved?
第三十节又领他们出来说，二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？
So during this time, the prisoner guard asked the disciple of Jesus.
所以这个时候，这个禁足来见这个门徒。
And they asked them, Sirs, what must we do to be saved?
他们就问说，我当怎样行才可以得救呢？
And then verse 31.
三十一节。
This is what they must do to be saved.
他们说。这是得救的方法。
So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.
当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
So the time disciple told the prisoner guard, believe on Jesus.
所以这时候门徒对这个禁足说，你要信耶稣。
And you will be saved, you and your household.
那你和你的一家都必得救。
But of course, the disciple did not stop right there.
可是这个门徒并不只是止于此。
Because to believe in Jesus is only the first step to salvation.
因为信主耶稣只是得救的第一个步骤。
But in verse 32.
第三十二节接着说。
Verse 32.
第三十二节。
Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in the house.
他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。
So after they come to believe,
所以当他们来信耶稣。
The disciple spoke more about our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以门徒就开始阐明来讲解主的道。
And then when after they spoke about Jesus Christ,
当他们把这个道理传扬给他们以后。
Then verse 33.
第三十三节。
And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and immediately he and all his family were baptized.
当夜就在那时候禁主把他们带去洗他们的伤他和属乎他们的人立时都受了洗。
You can see it very clearly because he said what must we do to be saved?
所以我们看见这件事情非常的清楚。当禁主问他们说我当怎样行才可以得救呢？
First, we must believe in Jesus.
首先要信耶稣。
And second, we must be baptized to wash our sin away.
第二是要借着洗礼才能把罪舍去。
Why believing is not enough?
为什么单单信任是不够的？
Because even demons believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
甚至因为撒旦也相信这个耶稣是神的儿子。
And demons even have greater faith than we have.
撒旦甚至比我们更有信心。
Because when he said you are the son of God, truly he knows that Jesus is the son of God.
因为当撒旦说你是神的儿子的时候，他确实的相信主耶稣是神的儿子。
Let's see the book of Mark.
我们看马可福音书。
Mark chapter 5.
马可福音书第五章。
Mark chapter 5.
马可福音书第五章。
Mark chapter 5 verse 6 and verse 7.
第六节第七节。
Mark chapter 5 verse 6 and verse 7.
马可福音书第五章第六第七节。
When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him, verse 7.
第七节。
And he cried out with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with you, Jesus, son of the most high God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me.
第六节他远远地看见耶稣就跑过去。拜他，大声呼叫说：“至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？我指着神恳求你，不要叫我受苦。”
So we can see that during this time, Jesus met a man who possessed by many demons.
我们看到在这里面，主耶稣基督碰见一个被鬼附着的人。
So when these demons saw Lord Jesus Christ,
当魔鬼看见了耶稣
，he ran and worshipped him.
他就跑过去拜他。
Can you imagine this?
我们设想一下。
If Jesus only an ordinary person, this demon would never ever worship him.
如果耶稣只是一个凡人，为什么这个魔鬼要去拜他？
But he ran and worshipped him.
那他跑过去拜他。
And then verse 7 said, he cried out with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with you, Jesus, son of the most high God?
而且大声呼叫说，至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？
Not only the demons worship Jesus, he also proclaimed with a loud voice that you are the son of the most high God.
不但魔鬼去拜耶稣，而且大声的呼叫说，至高神的儿子耶稣。
And then he understands and says, I implore you by God that you do not torment me.
我指着神恳求你，不要叫我受苦。
He knows that Jesus has the authority to torment him.
因为魔鬼知道耶稣有权柄不叫他受苦。
You can see, but you think is the demon safe? Are the demons safe?
但是魔鬼因此得救了吗？
Of course not.
当然魔鬼是不得救的。
But maybe we think to ourselves.
那么我们再来自己思考。
Jesus did not die for demons.
耶稣没有为这个魔鬼死。
But Jesus died for humankind.
但是 耶稣基督是为人类而死的。
And this is true.
啊，这是真实的。
But we're talking about faith. We're talking about believing that Jesus is the Most High God.
所以我们相信主耶稣基督，我们要有如此的信心，他是至高神的儿子。
Let's turn to Book of Mark, chapter 10.
我们再看马可福音书第十章。
Do not think that believing will be saved.
所以我们不要认为说单单相信就能得救。
Mark chapter 10, verse 17.
马可福音书第十章十七节。
Now as he was going out on the road, one came running, kneeled before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?"
十七节，耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来，跪在他面前，向他说：“良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生呢？”
This is the young rich ruler.
啊，这是一个年轻的人。
He also have this question.
啊，他有这么一个问题。
During the times asked our Lord Jesus Christ, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
啊，他问耶稣说：“我当做什么事才可以承受永生呢？”
But remember.
我们要记得
When this young man saw Jesus, he ran and kneeled before Jesus and worshiped him.
同样，我们看见这个年轻这个人看见耶稣的时候，就跑过去跪在他面前。
And the first thing came out of his mouth, he said, "Good teacher."
啊，他说的第一句话就是良善的夫子。
But he knew that Jesus is God.
他知道主耶稣基督是神。
But on the end, what happened?
那么在后来又怎么样呢？又如何呢
？Because our Lord Jesus Christ told him, verse 19, you know the commandments.
啊，在第十九节里面，耶稣说啊，你这个律法你都知道的，诫命你是晓得的。
Do not commit adultery.
不可奸淫。
Do not murder.
不可杀人。
Do not steal.
不可偷盗。
Do not be a false witness.
不可做假见证。
Do not defraud.
不可亏负人。
Honor your father and mother.
当孝敬父母。
And when our Lord Jesus Christ said this, this young man said, "Yes, all of this I have kept since I was young."
当耶稣问他这些话以后，他对耶稣说：“夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。”
But how many of us have not kept this commandment?
啊，我们有多少人还不能这样子来遵守？
Keep this command for sure, we cannot inherit eternal life.
我们如果不能够遵守这些诫命的话，就不能够进神的国。
But this young man kept it since he was young.
但是这个年轻人从小就遵守了这些诫命。
And then verse 21.
二十一节。
Then Jesus looking at him, loved him and said to him.
耶稣看着他就爱他。对他说
Remember, Jesus loved him very much.
我们可以看出来，耶稣基督非常的爱他。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ loved every single one of us very much.
就好像主耶稣基督爱我们每一个人一样。
So our Lord Jesus Christ looked at him and said to him, "One thing you lacked."
所以耶稣看着他，对他说，你还缺少一件。
Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give it to the poor.
去变卖你所有的，分给穷人。
And you will have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross and follow me.
就必有财宝在天上，你还要背着十字架来跟从我。
Yes, he did all the commandments.
没有错，这个年轻人遵守了一切的诫命。
But Jesus has one more will for him to do.
可是主耶稣基督还要他去遵行另外一件事情。
That is to sell everything, give to the poor.
那就是变卖一切的，然后分给穷人。
And then he will store treasure in heaven.
这样就必有财宝在天上。
Come and take the cross and follow.
你还要来跟从我。
What did the young man do?
那么这个年轻人。要如何去做呢
？And verse 22.
二十二节。
But he was sad at this word and went away sorrowful, for he had great possession.
他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
Yes, even this young man believed that Jesus Christ is God.
没有错，这个年轻人信耶稣基督是神。
He has faith that Jesus is God.
他也有如此的信心，相信耶稣是神。
But his faith was not strong enough to do.God's will.
可是他的信心没有办法能够强到来遵行神的旨意。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he had great possession.
因为他有很多的产业。
This means he loved riches more than he loved God.
也就是说，他爱这些产业比爱神更多。
Because God's commandment is to love Him with all our heart, all our soul, with all our strength.
因为神要我们要尽心尽意尽力的来爱他。
So another word.
从另外一个角度来看
，Many of us, yes, we know Jesus Christ.
没有错，我们很多人都认识耶稣。
And we know there is heaven after life.
我们也知道在来生会有天国的存在。
But sometimes because we do not love Him enough.
但是我们爱的不够。
We are not strong enough to do His will.
我们没有办法有强我们没有办法有信心来遵守他的旨意。
Even though yes, Jesus still loves us.
没有错，主耶稣基督还是爱我们的。
But it doesn't mean we enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是但是我们就已经进了天国了吗
？So that's why it's so important we must do His will.
所以很重要的是我们要能够遵行他的旨意。
And His will is to be born again.
那么遵行他的旨意就是要得以重生。
If we're not born of water, we're not baptized, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们没有接过洗礼，没有从水里面重生，就不能进神的国。
What about some people say to? We can say to ourselves.
我们可以对自己这样来自圆其说。
What about people who never hear the gospel before?
我们也许可以找个借口，那些完全没有听到福音的人又如何呢
？How can we say they are condemned?
我们怎么可以说那些人是被咒诅的？如果那些人从来没有听过神的福音，我们看一下罗马书。
The book of Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
The book of Romans chapter 2 verse 14 and 15.
罗马书第二章十四节十五节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 14 and 15.
罗马书第二章十四节十五节。
For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these although not having the law are law to themselves. Verse 15.
十五节。
Who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves and their thought, accusing them or excusing them.
十四节，没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自个儿就是自个儿的律法，这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
So sometimes when we read these two verses,
所以当有时候我们读这两个经节的时候，
we feel that people who do not know our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们看到那些没有听到耶稣基督福音的人，或者不认识耶稣的人。
And then if they do good in their hearts,
如果他们凭着良心去做，
they will be saved.
他们也会得救。
Because in verse 15 say, who show the work of the law written in their hearts.
因为十五节说，这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里。
Their conscience also bearing witness and between themselves and their thoughts.
他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。
What these two verses telling us?
那么这两个经节告诉我们什么呢？
That every one of us who born of a woman.
每一个人都是从这个妇女生的。
God already put inside a heart to know what's right and what's wrong.
因为神已经把这个良心或者是非之心放在我们的心内。
We don't need to believe in God to know that killing is wrong.
我们不需要信神才知道说杀人是错的。
We do not need to know God to believe that when you commit adultery is wrong.
我们也不需要神来告诉我们说犯奸淫是错误的。
Just like my little nephew.
就好像我的那个侄儿一样。
He just turned 4 not so long ago.
他不久之前才过了四岁的生日。
And when he first came to live with us 3 months ago. When he first came to live with us 3 months ago.
他说三个月以前他来跟我们一起来跟我们一块住。
Every time he speak, he lies.
每一次我发现他说话他都讲谎，他都说谎。
And we cannot understand this.
我们不能够理解。
I ask him, where do you learn to lie?
我就问他说，你如何学习来说谎？
And then one time,
有一回，
he asked my mother for a cookie to eat.
他跟我的妈妈要一块饼干。
Of course, the cookies that you get from Costco is quite big, right? They're huge.
我们知道从 Costco 买的那个饼干是很大的，
so,
很大块。
My mother gave him a piece of cookie.
所以我妈妈就给他一块。
I'm sorry, not a piece, but a whole cookie.
就给他的整个整个一块的那个饼干。
Then he was eating it.
那么他在吃。
And about a minute later, and then he came back to my mother say, "Can I have some more food to eat?"
那么过一分钟以后，他问妈妈，就是说，他想要吃别的东西。
And my mother asked him, "What? Did you finish your cookie already?"
我妈妈说，你的那个饼干吃完了吗？
And he said, "Yes, I did."
他说我吃完了。
Of course, my mother said, "How can this little boy finish his big cookie with 1 minute?"
我妈妈就很怀疑，当然她知道说一个那么小的孩子怎么可能在一分钟之内就把一块饼干吃光了。
So she went to the trash.
所以她就到那个到垃圾斗去看。
And she saw the more than half the cookies in the trash barrel.
她发现到那个差不多有一半以上的那个饼干还在垃圾里。
My mother told me about it.
所以那是妈妈就跟我说了。
And I told my nephew, I said you should not lie.
所以我就跟我的侄儿讲说你不该说谎。
Because you lie, I have to take your bicycle away from you for 1 week.
你如果说谎的话，你有一个星期就不准骑脚踏车。
So during the time
就不准骑自行车。
I hang the bicycle in my garage. I'm the tallest one in the family, so I hang it really high. No one else can get it.
所以我就把那自行车挂起来，所以就没有人因为我在家里面是最高的，所以就没有人能够把自行车拿下来。
And I told my nephew, do not ask anybody for the bicycle to ride.
所以我跟侄儿讲说，不要叫任何人把这个自行车拿下来。
The same day.
在同一天。
My nephew asked my mother, Grandma, can you get the bike for me?
我的侄儿就跟他奶奶说把这自行车给我拿下来。
And my mother said, no, I'm too short, I can't reach that bike, it's too high.
我妈妈说我太矮了，没办法把自行车给拿下来。
He says, okay, just bring the chair and put it there and you'll get it.
他就跟我奶奶说没关系啊，你就搬着凳子来，然后就踩着凳子上就把自行车拿下来了。
Then she said, if you ride, then your uncle can know, right?
奶奶就跟他说如果我把它取下来的话，那你的这个叔叔就知道了。
He's like, don't worry, he's sitting in front. We open the garage very slowly, then just sneak the bike out, right? That's what he said.
that's what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said to my mother. He said he's sitting in front so we can open the garage very slowly, then we can sneak the bike out and can ride out.
所以他就说没关系，你就坐在门口，那我就偷偷的从那个车库出来，然后就 就骑出去了。
So when my mom told me this story,
所以当我妈妈把这个事儿讲给我听的时候
，I told him this bicycle can be up there for a whole month now.
所以我跟妈妈说，这个脚踏车，这个自行车现在要挂在那里一个月。
Then he doesn't learn.
因为他没有学习。
The next time he was eating a cookie.
所以下一回他在吃饼干的时候。
And he was hiding in my, you know, in my plan, the pot of my plan. He was hiding because he cannot finish it.
因为他不能吃完，所以他就藏在罐子里。
Why does he do this?
为什么他要做这些事情？
Because he knows it's wrong to lie, so he sneak around and do all these kinds of stuff.
因为他知道说谎是错的，所以他就想尽办法遮掩。
And he just turned 4 years old.
那他才刚刚四岁。
So think about this.
我们想一想。
But read verse 12. Romans chapter 2 verse 12. Romans chapter 2 verse 12.
我们接着读罗马书第二章十二节。
It says here, for as many as have sinned without the law will also perish without the law. Chapter 2 verse 12.
罗马书第二章。十二节，因为没有犯律法犯的罪的，也不必不按律法灭亡。
Chapter 2 verse 12 talking about verse 14 verse 15.
罗马书第十二节，我们接着看。第十三节。
This is a Gentile do not have the law.
这边所指的是。
And in verse 12 say, for as many as have sinned without the law will also perish without the law.
凡在律法以下犯了罪的，也必受律法受审判。
And then the second half, as many as have sinned in the law will also be judged by the law.
所以同样的，凡没有犯律法犯了罪的，也必不按律法灭亡。凡在律法以下犯了罪的，也必按律法。
Judged by the law, they cannot be saved.
如果在律法之下受审判的，就不能得救。
Why? Because in verse 16.
我们看理由是在第十六节。
In the day when God will judge the secret of man by Jesus Christ according to my gospel.
就在十六节，就在神借耶稣基督审判人隐密事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
This is very clear.
这是非常的清楚。
Yes, even though God created every single one of us.
没有错，神创造了我们每一个人。
He put inside heart to know what's right and what's wrong.
他把良心放在我们的心内。
But even though what's right and what's wrong, we cannot do what is right.
虽然我们有是非之心，可是我们却没有办法去遵行去做是对的事情。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
帖撒罗尼迦后书
Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8.
Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8.
In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
要报应那不认识神和他不认识从我主耶稣不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
On the end days, God will come to judge two different group of people.
所以在末日的时候，神要来审判两种人。
And He come to judge with flaming fire.
那他要用火来审判他们。
The first group of people.
那么第一组的人
on those who do not know God
那些不认识人的人
so this means a person never heard the gospel before
也就是那些从来没有听见福音的人
and they never know Lord Jesus Christ
也就是他们从来就不认识主耶稣的人
they'll be the first one to be judged
他们是第一批要被受审的人
and then the second group of people
那么第二批人
and those who know Jesus Christ
那些认识耶稣的人
and did not do his will
却是不听从不遵行他旨意的人
and they did not obey the gospel of Jesus
他们不遵行耶稣旨意的人
they also will be judged
他们也要受审判
we cannot be more clear than this.
再没有比这个经节更加清楚来说明了。
Yes, there's many religion in the whole world.
没有错，在世上有很多的宗教。
But it's only one way to reach the heavenly kingdom.
可是到天国的道路只有那么一条。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是借着主耶稣。
Jesus Christ the way to the heavenly Father.
耶稣基督才是通往天国的道路。
But if we truly believe in Jesus Christ,
我们如果真正的信耶稣
，and then we must do His will.
我们必须遵行他的旨意。
And for those who do not know Jesus,
那些不认识耶稣的人
，they will be condemned on the end days.
在末后的日子里面，他们要受审判。
And those who do not obey the gospel of Jesus,
那些不遵行耶稣旨意。
They also be condemned on the end days.
他们在末后的日子里面也要受审判，
maybe
也要受咒诅。
Maybe we can say to ourselves.
或许我们可以对自己这么说。
What about those of us? Those people out there, they must be some good people out there.
当然，在世界上还有很多的好人。
Just like Mother Teresa.
就好像特丽莎修女。
She spent her whole life feeding the orphanage.
她尽其一生来照顾那些孤儿们。
Would she be saved?
她会被得救吗？
According to the Bible, no.
根据圣经的教训是不会的。
She has not been born again of water and spirit.
他必须借着水跟圣灵生才能继承的。
What about Gandhi?
好像就好像
He spent his whole life finding world peace.
就好像印度的圣雄甘地，那么他近期他的一生里面来这个追求这个和平。
Would he be saved?
他能够得救吗
？Of course not.
如果照着圣经的教训是不可能的。
Why is this?
为什么是如此？
Because all of us have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
因为每一个人啊都这个啊都亏欠了神的，都是犯罪的，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Let's go to the book of Romans chapter 3.
我们看罗马书第三章。
The book of Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 23.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
罗马书第三章二十三节。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Yes, there's many good people out there.
没有错，在世上有很多的好人。
But they are good only according to human eyes.
可是这个只是以从人的标准来看。
But according to God, every single one of us are sinners.
可是根据神的标准，世人都犯了罪。
Yes, there's a lot of people out there. They are not murderers.
没有错，世上有很多人。
They don't commit adultery.
他们没有这个。
They do not steal.
他们没有犯杀人的罪。
But they still have sin.
啊，没有犯奸淫，也没有偷东西，可是他们都犯了罪。
Why they still have sin?
为什么他们还有罪呢？
Because in the beginning, God created Adam and Eve in His own image and own likeness.
因为在开始的时候，起初是神照他的形象，来照这个亚当和夏娃。
And they were called the children of God.
他们称为神的子女。
And God loved them very much.
神非常的疼爱他们。
But told them not to eat from the tree of good knowledge, knowledge of good and evil.
可是神叫他们不要吃分别善恶的果子。
But they disobeyed God.
他们没有听从神的话。
They partake of the forbidden fruit.
所以他们吃了这个禁果。
And then sin has come into the world.
所以罪就来到世间。
And whoever born of a woman born into sin.
所以人生出来以后就带着原罪。
Why? Because when men born after Adam and Eve sin, they no longer have the image and likeness of God.
因为人自从始祖犯了罪以后，在以后的后世的人啊，就再没有神的形象了。
Because of this, we fall short of God's glory.
所以我们就也因为如此，我们亏欠了神的荣耀。
Just like Gandhi, just like Mother Teresa.
就好像这个特丽莎修女，就好像圣雄甘地一样。
Yes, they are very good people.
他们都是很好的人。
But in the eyes of God, they're just sinners.
可是，在神的眼光里面，他们都是罪人。
Because they were born in sin.
因为他们是在罪里面。这个长大的。
They were conceived in their mother's womb with sin.
因为他们在这个母腹里面就已经是犯罪了。
Why? Because when we born of woman, we have no likeness, image of God.
因为当一个人出生以后，就没有带着神的形象。
That's why in the book Galatians said.
所以在加拉太书里面说。
Those who born again.
所以那些重生的人。
Those who been baptized.
那些接受洗礼的人。
We put on our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是披戴基督了。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is the image and the likeness of the invisible God.
因为主耶稣基督有神的形象。
So when we put on Jesus,
所以我们当我们披戴基督，
we become righteous again in front of God.
我们在神面前就成为圣洁了。
Even the Bible tells us,
我们就称义了。
There's a person who's a really, really good person.
在圣经上有一个非常好的人。
But he was not saved.
可是他还是没有被得救。
Until he was baptized.
这个人一直到他接受洗礼以后才得救。
Let's read the book of Acts chapter 10.
我们看《使徒行传》第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Acts chapter 10 verse 1.
使徒行传第十章第一节。
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what called the Italian regiment.
在凯撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长。
So in Caesarea there's a man named Cornelius.
所以在凯撒利亚有那么一个人叫哥尼流。
And this man, he's a centurion.
他是一个百夫长。
And read verse 2, how the Bible describes this man.
我们看第二节如何来形容这个人。
Verse 2 say, a devout man.
他是个虔诚人。
One who feared God.
他和全家都敬畏神。
Not only him, also his household.
不但他，而且全家都敬畏神。
Who gave alms generously to the people.
而且多多周济百姓。
Who prayed to God always.
常常祷告神。
And he also in verse 3 say, about the night hours of the day, he saw clearly a vision of angel of God coming and saying to him, Cornelius.
有一天约在深处，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去。
This means in his life he experienced miracles.
在他的生命里面，他也亲自看到了这个亲自体验到神迹。
And then verse 4 says, your prayer and your alms have come up with more before God.
在第四节里面，天使说，你的祷告和你的周济达到神面前，已蒙纪念了。
You can see this man how wonderful he is.
我们看见他是一个如此敬虔的人。
He's a devoted man.
他是一个虔诚人。
One who fear God and his household.
他和全家都敬畏神。
A person who give alms generously.
而且他常常的周济百姓。
And a person who pray to God always.
而且时常祷告神。
And he see the angel came to speak to him.
后来看到天使跟他显现。
And his prayer and his arm reach all the way to heaven.
那么他的祷告和他的周济都达到神的面前。
Actually, for us, maybe we think that this man is safe.
我们或许认为这个人已经得救了。
But the Bible says he's not saved.
可是圣经却并不这么
说。And how do we know he's not saved?
我们如何知道他还没有得救呢？
Chapter 11 verse 14.
我们看第十一章的十四节。
Acts chapter 11 verse 14.
使徒行传第十一章十四节。
who will tell you words by which you and your household will be saved.
他有话告诉你，可以叫你和你的全家得救。
So during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ sent Peter to speak to Cornelius.
所以这个时候，主耶稣基督差遣彼得去见哥尼流。
And through Peter, said, "Who will tell you words which you and your household will be saved?"
啊，所以借着彼得来告诉这个哥尼流他的全家如何得救。
If Cornelius was and his household was saved already.
如果哥尼流和他全家已经得救了
，God did not need to send Peter to talk to him。
主耶稣就不需要差遣彼得去见他们。
And the Bible now will say he will go and speak to you and tell you things you will be saved。
啊，所以圣经讲得很清楚说，他告诉你们如何去得救。
But in chapter 10 verse 47, Acts chapter 10 verse 47。
使徒行传第十章的四十七节。
Say, can anyone forbid water that this not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?
于是彼得说这些人既受了圣灵与我们一样谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢
And then verse 48,
第四十八节
And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of our Lord Then they asked him to stay for a few days
就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗他们又请彼得住了几天
Yes, Cornelius was a great man
没有错哥尼流是个好人
But in eyes of God, he's just a sinner
可是在神的眼光里面他还是个罪人
Born into sin
因为他是带着原罪
Because he was fall short of God's glory
因为他亏欠了神的荣耀
But after he's baptized
可是当他接受了洗礼
Put on our Lord Jesus Christ
披戴了基督
Then once again he had the image and likeness of God
那么他就有神的形象
Not because of him
不单单是他
But because of our Lord Jesus Christ
因为这是因为借着耶稣基督
So friends, think and reflect about this
所以我们来反思来思考一下
I'm sure this is not the first time you heard about our Lord Jesus Christ
我想这不是你第一次听见主耶稣基督。
But what we have shared with you this morning is all from the Bible.
今天早上我们跟各位来分享的都是从圣经来的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ said you must be born again of water and spirit.
实际上说，就是说，除非是从圣和水和圣灵生的。
If they're not baptized, and then we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果不接受洗礼，就不能进神的国。
So we say we can be saved in the other ways.
我们或许可以说，有其他的办法可以得救。
This means we call our Lord Jesus Christ a liar.
当然，那如果这样子的话，我们就称为从耶稣基督是谎讲谎话的。因为耶稣讲得很清楚，必须要一个人要得到重生。
So we say we can be saved because we are good, and then we are liar.
我们如果说只是单单行善就可以得救，那么主耶稣基督不是成为一个说谎话的人吗
？For sure, Lord Jesus Christ is not a liar.
当然，主耶稣基督不是一个说谎的人。
And whatever he speaks will come to pass. Whatever we speak will be fulfilled.
他所说的都会那个都会应验。
Just like he said, you must be born again.
就好像他说，我们必须要重生。
I'd like to share a quick testimony about my father.
让我跟各位来分享一个我父亲的关于我父亲的见证。
My father was in the Catholic Church for say 50 years.
我的养父在这个天主教在这个天主教会差不多有五十年 ，50 years.
Yeah, 50 years.
差不多有五十年。
He was baptized when he was young.
在他很小的时候就接受了天主教的洗礼。
But his baptism was not according to the Bible.
但是他那个洗礼是没有合乎圣经。
Because the Bible tells us.
因为圣经告诉我们。
We must be baptized in the name Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
我们必须要借着父子圣灵的名洗礼。
And the name of the Father is Jesus.
那么这个父的名就是耶稣。
The name of the Son is Jesus.
子的名也是耶稣。
The name of the Holy Spirit is Jesus.
那么圣灵的名也是耶稣。
So when a person is baptized, they must be baptized in the name of Jesus.
所以当一个人接受洗礼的时候，必须是奉耶稣基督圣名洗礼。
That is in Matthew chapter 28 verse 19.
这是在马太福音书里面这么记载的。
And also the book of Romans.
同样记载在罗马书里面。
Chapter 6,
第六章。
It tells us when we are baptized, we baptize into the Christ's death.
所以我们要洗礼的时候是归入基督的死。
So because of this, we bury with Christ.
所以我们同基督一同埋葬。
So this means when a person is baptized.
所以当一个人接受洗礼
，they must be fully submerged under the water.
所以必须要全身入浸。
Just like a person who is buried in a cemetery.
就好像一个人被埋在坟墓里。
When you go to cemetery, you can never see one person people's arm, one arm sticking out, one leg sticking out.
所以我们到坟场去的时候，没有看见人的手跟脚出来了。
Because they are completely buried.
他们必须要完全的埋入土内。
Just like the word Greek word baptizo.
就好像这个洗礼这个字。
This means to deep to is fully submerged under the water.
在希腊原文里面这个 baptismo 就是全身入浸在水里面。
But my father did not get baptized.
但是我父亲过去没有接受这样子的全身的洗礼。
But he always thought he would go to heaven when he died.
他也一直认为说他死了以后会到天国去。
At age of 20, at age of 59, he was struck with cancer.
在五十九岁的时候他得到癌症。
And at the time the doctor told him he had only several weeks to live.
那时候医生告诉他只能活几个礼拜。
And for sure he for himself himself, he thought when he died, he would go to heaven.
对他自己来讲说，他认为说他死了以后就能到天国去。
But for me, I know he would not go to heaven.
但是我知道他没有办法到天国去。
Because he has not done according to God's will.
因为他还没有照着神的旨意去行。
So because of this, I keep sharing with him the word of God.
所以我开始跟他来分享神的话，神的教训。
So one night he was at home.
有一天晚上他在家里。
And he feel that he cannot breathe anymore.
他觉得呼吸有困难。
Because that time a tumor already, you know, spread all his neck.
啊，因为那时候这个癌细胞已经扩散到他的颈部。
So it was very difficult for him to breathe.
所以他非常的困难，他呼吸非常的困难。
And he thought he was going to die.
他觉得他要死了。
So during the time right before he died, he saw two people stand up.
就在他那个非常生命非常危急的时候，他看见有两个人出来。
On the left hand side, he realized it was Satan.
在左边他觉得是撒旦。
On the right hand side, he knew it was God.
在右边他知道是神。
Of course he thought he was going to go with God.
他认为说他会往神那边去。
But during the time when he was dying,
可是他在快要死的时候，
Satan is the one is taking his soul.
那么撒旦是要把他的灵魂夺去。
And my father cannot believe it.
他觉得这是不可思议的事情。
And he said to God,
所以他跟对神说，
God, I believe you all my life.
他说神啊，我一生都信靠你。
I got baptized when I was young.
当我年幼的时候我就接受了洗礼。
And why do you allow Satan to take my soul?
为什么你允许撒旦把我的灵魂夺去？
But praise and thank God, during the time God had mercy on him.
很感谢神啊，神的怜悯临到他。
God did not allow Satan to take that.
所以神没有允许撒旦把他的灵魂夺去。
Because during the time many brothers and sisters have prayed for him.
因为在那个时候很多的弟兄姐妹们为他祷告。
Even fasted and prayed for him,
甚至为他禁食祷告。
But he still did not believe.
可是还是不相信。
He still did not come to do the will of God.
可是他始终没有照神的旨意去行。
Even though we share with him, you must be baptized in the name of Jesus.
我们甚至来跟他分享要接受主耶稣基督的洗礼。
Your baptism must be fully submerged.
你必须要全身入浸。
But he did not believe.
可是他不相信。
Then when he's in hospital,
后来他在医院的时候，
the doctor told Mr. Mantia, we have nothing else, we cannot do anything else for you.
医生跟他说，马先生，我们已经无能为力了。
You can die anytime now.
你会随时的离世。
But he still refused to come to do the will of God.
可是他还是不肯接受神的旨意，照神的旨意。
One night was in hospital.
是有一天晚上在医院的时候。
It's really early in the morning.
那是在清晨。
Maybe 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
大约是两三点钟。
My father was yelling, screaming.
我的父亲开始这个喊叫。
Then my wife and I ran to his room.
我跟我的妻子到他房间去。
And I heard my father cry like a little baby.
我听见我的父亲好像个婴孩在哭泣。
Actually, my father is from Sicily.
他是从这个从西西里来的。
And he's very tough guy.
他是个非常坚强的人。
But for me as a son, when I saw him crying like that and yell like that, I feel like, wow, what's wrong with him?
我看他哭泣到如此的哭泣，我心里想说，究竟发生什么事？
So that time I kneel down and pray with him.
所以那时候我跪下来跟他一起祷告。
15-20 minutes later.
差不多二十分钟以后。
And his son, he says, son, I'm okay, son, I'm okay.
他说儿子，我已经好了。
So that time I asked my father.
所以我就问我的父亲。
I say, father, what happened?
我说究竟发生了什么事？
Then during time, he said, during time, he died.
他觉得他那个时候已经死了。
Then Satan took his soul to hell.
那么撒旦把他的灵魂带到地狱去。
When he was in hell, Satan stood right next to him.
在地狱里面，撒旦在他的旁边。
And he said, Satan was so ugly looking.
他说这个撒旦是非常的丑陋。
And during time, even though he, you know, he feels so much suffering, but he cannot describe it.
他虽然感到那样子的痛苦，是没有办法能够形容。
He feels so much torment inside his soul.
他的觉得他的灵魂受尽折磨。这是为什么他喊叫出来
？Asking the Lord Jesus Christ, please save me, Jesus, please save me.
他呼唤主耶稣基督来救我，来救我。
But as he was suffering in hell,
当他在这个地狱里受痛苦的时候
，and then in the distance,
那么在远处
，he saw there's not a group of people.
他看见有一群人
，and these people they were singing hymns, praising to God.
这些人在唱诗赞美神
，and he described to me that these people they are so joyful.
他跟我描述这些人都非常的喜乐。
So when he saw this, he also want to go to the other side.
他看见那些人在远处，他也想要过去。
First, it's only like 5-6 people around him.
那个就在他的旁边差不多五六个人。
So he take a step forward.
他就想要往前走一步。
And many take a step forward, want to go to the other side.
可是当他往前走，准备到另外一方去的时候
，And he said to me, thousands of people were there.
可是发现到有几千的人都在旁边。
Thousands of people they also want to go to that.
他发现有好几千人都想往那边去。
But no matter how hard they try, they cannot go to that.
可是无论他们怎么样的努力，都没办法过去。
So that's why he was crying, screaming, "Jesus, help me! Jesus, help me!"
所以他就大声的喊叫说：“主耶稣基督来救我，主耶稣来帮助我。”
Then praise and thank God.
所以感谢神。
Because many brothers and sisters prayed for him.
因为很多弟兄姐妹们为他祷告。
So he feel the power of God came down to hell, took his soul back to his body.
所以他看见主耶稣，他感觉到主耶稣力量把他再下来，把他就带回到。自己的身体里
去。And then the time he says, "Son, I want to do God's will."
所以他这个时候跟我说，儿子啊，我要照神的旨意来行。
I want to be baptized.
我要接受洗礼.
So during the time was in the middle of the winter.
那个时候刚好是在冬天.
The doctor told him he has only several days to live. He can die anytime soon.
那时候医生跟他说你只有几天的时光了.
But 6 months later.
所以可是六个月以后.
My father is still alive.
所以在当时六个月以后,
the only purpose that God kept him alive is to do his will.
那么主耶稣基督要保守他的生命, 就是要他来遵行他的旨意,
that is to be baptized.
所以他接受了洗礼.
So in July, by 6 months later,
所以六个月以后,
my father did the will of God.
那么我父亲照着神的旨意,
he got baptized in the name of Jesus.
所以他在奉耶稣基督的圣名
接受洗礼,
那么全身浸入水内,
so during the time he was sitting in church,
所以那个时候, 在洗礼以后, 他坐在教会堂里面,
as he was sitting, and then there's a glorious door open. A glorious door opened.
在坐在会堂里的时候, he saw it, right?
Yes.
他看见有一个荣耀的门开了。
And all of a sudden he saw Lord Jesus Christ walking out.
他看见主耶稣基督走出来。
But during that time, the first two times when he was feel he gonna die, Satan was the one that came to get him.
那在两次他觉得自己要死的时候, 都是撒旦来把他带去。
But after baptism,
可是他接受洗礼以后,
Jesus the only one that came to get him.
那么是主耶稣基督来显现他。
Because he did the will of God.
因为他照着神的旨意去行。
He has the hope to enter the kingdom.
因为他有进入天国的盼望。
Then about a month and a half later,
在他接受洗礼的一个半月以后,
my father passed away.
我的父亲离世,
and now he's in the heavenly kingdom.
他现在, 在天国里面。
So friends,
所以朋友们,
think and reflect.
我们思考一下,
for sure you know heaven exists.
你知道天国是存在的。
For sure you also know hell exists.
你也知道地狱也是存在的。
If you do not know hell exists or heaven exists, you would not try to live a good life.
你如果不认为,
even though we know heaven and hell exists, if we don't know, we wouldn't even try to live a good life.
我们如果不知道是天国跟这个地狱存在的话, 我们为什么要过这么好的生活?
So that's why, but there's only one way to go to heavenly kingdom.
所以到天国去的路径是唯一的。
That is to do the will of the Father.
那就照着神的旨意去做。
Be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit.
所以要接受洗礼, 然后得到应许的圣灵。
So not only can see the heavenly kingdom, you can enter the kingdom of heaven.
不但我们能够看到这个天国, 也能够进到里头去。
So may God open your hearts.
愿主开我们的心。
So you also can have the hope to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们都能够有进入天国的盼望。
Let's sing hymn 458.
我们请唱诗 458首。
458.
请唱诗 458首。
Please sing it twice.
请唱两次。
458. Friends, we hope that you take all this word to heart.
朋友们, 我们希望, 把这些话, 你们把这些话都存在心内。
Because what we have shared with you is all from the Bible.
我们刚刚所分享的都是圣经上的教训。
And we hope that you can open your heart to receive the word of salvation.
我们希望你能够敞开你的心胸来接受这个救恩。
So you can do the will of the Father.
你才能这样子, 你才能够遵行神的旨意。
So on the end days when the judgment comes,
所以这样审判的日子,
when we call our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, Lord,
当我们说, 主啊, 主啊,
and our Lord Jesus Christ will say, my children,
那主耶稣基督, 就会来拯救我们,
come and enter into the heavenly kingdom.
主耶稣基督会, 带我们进到神的国度里面去,
because you have done the will of the Father.
因为我们已经遵行了他的旨意,
this is the goal for every single one of us.
这是每一个人的目标,
to enter the kingdom of heaven.
也就是要进入神的国里面。
So we feel no more sorrow, no more pain.
那在天国里面我们再也没有忧伤,
there's no more sadness, there's no more death.
也再没有悲伤的事情。
This is the true heavenly kingdom.
这才是真正的神的国度。
So now we're going to pray together.
现在我们一起来祷告。
In the beginning of this session, we prayed in understanding.
我们在开始的祷告是用悟性来祷告。
This means that everyone can understand what we say.
也就是我们用听懂的话来祷告。
But the Bible also tells us to pray in spirit.
可是圣经上也告诉我们要用灵来祷告。
Pray in spirit is a language that we speak between us and God.
那么我们用灵来祷告是我们跟神来祈求来诉说。
No one can understand unless God opened their ears.
除了神开他的耳朵以外, 没有人能够听得懂灵言。
So when we pray, we kneel down and pray.
是我们祷告的时候我们一起跪下。
To show our humility.
表现出我们的谦卑。
And also, we put our hands together so we can focus.
我们把拳头握起来。
Let me say, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们开始讲奉耶稣圣名祷告。
Because if we ask God in the name of Jesus, we receive everything that we want.
因为我们奉主的名祈求，就会得到应允。
Of course, we can say anything we want.
当然，我们心内可以祈求任何事情。
Because God knows our heart.
因为神知道我们的内心。
But the most precious word we can say to Him is Hallelujah.
但是我们所说的一个最重要的一句话就是哈利路亚。
Because Hallelujah means praise the Lord.
因为哈利路亚是赞美神。
Just like in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, when the saints praise the God, they say Hallelujah.
就好像在启示录第十九章里面记载到，当这些圣徒祷告的时候，他们都大声的说哈利路亚。
So for those of us who have the Holy Spirit,
所以那些已经得圣
We will speak in tongues.
我们用灵言来祷告。
Our tongue just moves just like a flame of fire.
我们的灵言就好像火焰一样。
And our body will shake.
我们身体会震动。
Just like a good wind blown through us.
就好像当风吹过一样。
This means we speak in a language to God.
因为我们是用灵言向神来祷告。
So friends, we invite you to pray with us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，我们希望你们一起跟我们来祷告。
Come up and pray to the Heavenly Father.
我们到前面来一起来祷告。
So you could understand His will.
这样你就能够了解明白他的旨意。
When you He bless you with the Holy Spirit.
那么他会用圣灵来祝福你。
Let's now come up and pray together.
那我们一起到前面来祷告。
And on the end, I will ring a bell and then we'll say Amen.
那么最。